Welcome to the program Seeking the Inner Beloved, an interfaith spiritual podcast by Connie Shaw. Connie Shaw is an international speaker, author, workshop facilitator, and media guest. Her own spiritual work over the past 30 years has included being a serious student of A Course in Miracles beginning in 1978, being a meditator, leading spiritual study groups, being a student and teacher of the Byron Katie work, and having shepherded 40 interfaith groups of pilgrims to India without charge. She has conducted homeless feedings in the U.S. and India, has tutored non-literate adults, and has worked with residents of safe houses and nursing homes.
Thank you, Jim. And hello, everyone. How would you like to either begin a spiritual practice to create deeper meaning in your life, or to extend or vary or intensify an existing spiritual practice? What are the reasons that a person would be interested in having a spiritual practice? There are several that I can think of. One is to know our true nature as embodiments of love and divinity. Also, to fulfill our life purpose or to attain self-realization. Another one would be to avoid spiritual and emotional confusion, especially in these tumultuous times. There are, you might say, three main paths that a person will pursue in the spiritual life, and that there are five main processes. Let's begin with the three paths. One path of spiritual pursuit or expression is the path of devotion. That's probably the most well-known one throughout the world in all the faiths and traditions. The next one is the path of knowledge and wisdom. This path is known in the mystical traditions as the path of self-inquiry, or the path of Advaita, or the path of inner knowledge and experience of oneself as that with a capital T. The third path is the path of selfless service. In other words, the path of volunteering or helping individuals less fortunate than oneself, until finally we come to realize that we are simply vessels that are being used for the expression and extension of God's love toward others. Now, there are five main ways to increase inner awareness. Let's review what those might be. I like to think of those as devotional singing, spiritual study, selfless service, meditation, and repetition of the name of the Lord. Let's talk about the first one, devotional singing. Why would you want to engage in devotional singing? There are lots of good reasons for this. One, it keeps your mood up. Two, it deepens your faith and love. Three, it raises your vibration. Four, it improves your health. Five, it helps you develop poise. And six, it creates a habit of praise and worship. The next way to increase inner awareness is spiritual study. Whether you're a person that's a Christian who enjoys reading the Bible, or whether you are a Buddhist reading the Dhammapada, or a Hindu reading the Bhagavad Gita, or you're a New Thought person reading A Course in Miracles, or Jewish studying the Torah, or you're a Muslim studying the Quran, it's important that you study a scripture that you love, whatever strengthens you, whatever inspires you. Let's now move to selfless service. Selfless service, as we said before, means volunteering time, energy, talents, kindness, and resources to other people or groups. You can begin doing selfless service by practicing on your household. You could even practice on your pets or plants, especially if you're a single person living alone and you don't really have any family members in the area and you're a little shy or reserved. You can practice giving better quality time to your animals and really taking much better care of your house plants or your fish aquarium. You can also practice on your friends and colleagues. Practice in the community. When we use the term selfless service, what exactly does that mean? It means to offer our time, energy, talents, and resources without even an expectation of a thank you. We are not doing selfless service so that God will smile on us or so that we will have a higher place in heaven or so that other people will be impressed with us and pleased with our holiness. Certainly not. Other people are entitled to think exactly what they like about us, and we can't control other people's attitudes and beliefs about us because, after all, they're only projections anyway. But the point is that we eventually come to a place in our own hearts where we long to alleviate the suffering of other people because we understand through our own experience that compassion and mercy are essential if we are to jointly relieve the burdens of other human beings. We learn so much in fulfilling selfless service that we are actually the greatest beneficiaries of such service. We learn how to give in ways that are kind and tactful. We learn new sensitivities. We develop an ability to delegate and to manage other people and projects. We learn to be accountable and dependable. Truly, when we engage in selfless service, there is no end to the opportunities for learning about ourselves and the opportunities for learning new skill sets which can transfer to other parts of our lives. Let's move to meditation. Meditation is, as some people have said, like taking a daily shower. It helps to keep your mental and emotional bodies bright and sparkly. It helps to unload you of any baggage that you've accumulated in the prior 24 hours. Now, it has been said that if a person thinks of God in an uninterrupted manner for 11 seconds, several times a day, that will help a person to develop God consciousness. Silent sitting or listening for guidance or talking with your source or God is something that requires discipline, but it's also something that draws us in so deeply that sooner or later we will find the inner beloved and know ourselves to be that beloved. When meditating, it's important to keep in mind these key ideas. Meditate at the same time every day, in the same place, using the same name and the same form of God. When you do that, you will establish a very strong energy current in your place of meditation, whether it's a particular room or it's under a stairwell or you have an altar in your bedroom or in a study or a recreation room. Or wherever it is that you habitually meditate, that place will greet you with such a strong energy field each time you enter that it automatically will help to clear your mind of difficulties and worries and concerns. Finally, let's consider saying the name of the Lord. There are probably hundreds of names of the Lord that are found in all of the various world traditions and religions. The most common mantra or word or short phrase is something that actually helps a person resonate to their particular form of God that they love. Now, in Buddhism, there's a famous mantra that goes like this, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om. In Hinduism, there is a very famous mantra that goes, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. A name of the Lord, or a mantra, is designed to remind us of our true nature as embodiments of love, as divine beings, and to help us to clear our minds through saying the mantra so repeatedly that ultimately we can even say it in our sleep. In fact, there is a saying that first you say your mantra, then your mantra does you. So you do the mantra, then the mantra does you. In other words, it resonates even when you're not consciously saying it. An English name of the Lord might be, I am the presence of love, or love is all, or the famous Christian one from the Middle Ages, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. You could also say, God is everywhere, God is everywhere, God is everywhere. Or, I am loved, I am loving, I am loved, I am loving. Or, the light and I are one. Or, I am the light of the world. Now, it's important to know that when we meditate and say the name of the Lord, we develop a certain clarity of consciousness. Also, our confusion diminishes. We then begin to see our problems and challenges from a higher perspective. Finally, there are a number of ways you can add interest and texture to your devotional life. You might want to create a prayer or meditation area in your home that's devoted entirely to your spiritual practices. You can listen to programs by well-known spiritual speakers, or you could organize a weekly or monthly meditation group. If you're drawn to pictures or statues of spiritual figures as a form of inspiration, you can use them as reminders of keeping your connection to Source strong and bright. Remember, seeking and finding the inner beloved can be the most delicious and fulfilling process of your entire life. It is, in fact, what gives meaning and purpose to all relationships and to all of your goals, pursuits, and activities. The inner adventure is the finest journey you'll ever take.